The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year. And on behalf of everyone at WBJC, thank you for your membership support at this time. Jonathan Polewski thought it would be nice to highlight the life and works of different composers as a way of thanks. It's called 30 and 30. I'm Kati Harrison with another installment. In 2009, a couple made an extraordinary discovery while renovating a dilapidated, abandoned house in St. Anne, Illinois. They happened on a treasure trove of papers and musical manuscripts with the name Florence Price. Florence Beatrice Smith Price was born on April 9, 1887, in Little Rock, Arkansas. Her father, James H. Smith, was the first black dentist in the city. And her mother, Florence Irene Gulliver, was a savvy businesswoman who had jobs as a restaurant owner, realtor, and elementary school teacher. She was also a proficient pianist who began teaching her three-year-old daughter, Florence, how to play the instrument. Showing prodigious musical talent at an early age, Florence Price was encouraged by her parents to study music. At 16, Florence enrolled in the New England Conservatory. Her mother advised Florence, who had lighter skin, to apply as Mexican in order to ensure acceptance into the school. There she studied harmony with Frederick Converse, composition and theory with George Whitefield Chadwick, and organ performance with Henry M. Dunham. Price married a promising young lawyer, Thomas J. Price, and they had three children, two girls and a boy who died in infancy. In her grief at losing her child, Florence wrote to my little son. In 1926, due to racial tensions, the Prices moved to Chicago, where Florence began her graduate studies in music. In 1932, her Symphony No. 1 not only won the Wanamaker competition, but also the attention of German conductor and the second music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Frederick Stock. Stock premiered the Symphony No. 1 on June 15, 1933. It was the first symphony by an African-American woman composer to be played by a major American orchestra. By the time Florence Price wrote her Symphony No. 1, she already knew what she wanted to say and how to express it. In the symphony, Price offers us a picture of her sound world, a combination of classical music idioms, spirituals, and West African rhythms like the Juba dance that inspired the third movement of the symphony. The recognition of her achievements would not last. Within the course of 10 years, Price found it hard, if not impossible, to get her music performed. In a letter to the famous conductor and music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Serge Koussevitzky, Florence Price doesn't mince words. "My dear Dr. Koussevitzky, to begin with, I have two handicaps, those of sex and race. I am a woman, and I have some Negro blood in my veins. Knowing the worst, then, would you be good enough to hold in check the possible inclination to regard a woman's composition as long on emotionalism, but short on virility and thought content, until you shall have examined some of my work? As to the handicap of race, May I relieve you by saying that I neither expect nor ask concession on that score. I should like to be judged on merit alone. Though Price and Koussevitzky continued to correspond for a time, nothing of substance came of the exchange. Out of 300 compositions, Florence Price wrote over 100 art songs. She also made stunning arrangements of traditional songs and spirituals, including My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord, which was sung by the great African-American contralto Marian Anderson before 75,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial in 1939. Price went on to write and arrange some 50 art songs for Anderson. And after the famous Lincoln Memorial recital, My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord became a signature encore for Marian Anderson. Price continued to compose throughout the 1940s and early 1950s. English conductor Sir John Barbaroli commissioned her to compose a suite for strings, which had its premiere with the Halle Orchestra. Price could not make the performance due to persistent heart problems. At around that time, she was preparing to receive an award in Paris, but died of a heart attack on June 3, 1953. She was 66. In 1936, African-American writer and composer Shirley Graham Du Bois wrote the following: Spirituals to symphonies in less than 50 years. How could they attempt it? Among her millions of citizens, America can boast of but a few symphonists. And one of these symphonists is a woman, Florence B. Price. I'm Kati Harrison. Thank you for listening to 30 and 30. If you would like to make a contribution to WBJC, you can go to wbjc.com.